Nope.
computer.
Okay.
Don't hear that.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District number one to order. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Today is August 21st. It is 10:03 a.m. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Kent, would you like to start for us?
Sure. This is Kent Olson with the developer.
David Calder with the development team.
This is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
We do have Christy Barker and Jill. Jill, remind me your last name. I'm sorry.
Allman,
Allman.
Alman.
I will not forget that. Thank you. They're back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First up, we need to have a public hearing to amend the 2024 budget. So, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion that we open the public hearing for the
Thanks,
budget.
Dave.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so board, now we're in a public hearing to take any potential public comment regarding a budget amendment to the 2024 budget. So with that, I will turn the time over to David to walk through that for us.
All right. Share my screen, and here we go. This is starting in the general fund. We have an amendment for the general fund and the capital projects fund. We had some expenditures come in a little bit higher than what we originally anticipated in the budget, and so the purpose of this is to get some of the actuals in here. So we increased the transfers in to 50,401. Developer advance we left as is. We increased this to 59,786 to encompass all of the increases here, and they're a little bit insurance, a little bit higher on legal, but and then left the contingency and some of these other things just in case something were to come up from the audit. Don't anticipate it, but just in case, and that way we wouldn't need to come back to the board for an additional amendment. And so that leaves us an ending budgeted fund balance 32,701. And in the capital projects fund, originally we didn't have a budget in there because we thought that the entire amount would be expended for the year, but we did have a beginning fund balance of 154,777. And we had some interest income. So we've included these actuals in here, and that's the purposes of this one too. To capture that. So let me open it up to any questions you guys might have.
Board, any questions?
No, none for me.
No, not for me.
Okay, perfect. I do not show any members of the public that have joined. So, with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearing or to close the public hearing? Sorry.
Sure. I move that we close the public hearing.
Thanks, Kent.
I'll second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up are the board meeting minutes from our May 13th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do I need to put them up? Do they look accurate?
I've got it. I'm looking at it. They look fine to me.
Yeah, I
Okay.
think we're good.
Great. Dave, could I get a motion then to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes. Or May 13th, 2025.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, let me put up the budget resolution. Right, here's the budget resolution. Again, we in Utah have to do anything dealing with the budget through the resolution. So this just says that we opened the 24 budget, we had a public hearing, and we're just approving the amendment to it. So if you guys are good with that, could I get a motion to approve resolution 2025-01?
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2025-01.
I second that.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Now it's time for second quarter financials. So, David, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So, starting in the balance sheet for the governmental funds, in the general fund, we have an accounts payable balance of just under $5,000. In the debt service fund, we had total, well, we had 24,000 of receivable from the county treasurer and deferred property taxes. And then we have in the surplus fund, 679,000 and 29,000 in the bond fund. We'll come back to this here in just a minute to look at the pond payments in the future. The capital projects fund, we had 11,000 and 1,600 unrestricted funds between those two accounts, so just over 13,000. And moving on to the general fund, we've had $7,000 expended for the year of the total 56,800 we've had budgeted so far. We've had transfers from other funds, 3,500, 80, and or excuse me, the and then we have developer advance 3,580 there. Transfers, excuse me, this was transfers to other funds, not from, and then transfers from other funds of 2,255. So currently have a negative fund balance of 4,753 for that accounts payable balance that we have there. And in the debt service fund, I've had interest income for the year, 16,000 bond interest payment we've made in March, the 335,000, 336,000 rounded, and an ending fund balance of 708,000 or 709. So the capital projects fund, we had just over $600 in interest income and capital outlay of $33,300. So that was that ending fund balance of 13,005 after taking it into account the transfer in and out from that account. So going down here, I just wanted to touch base here. So here's our scheduled debt service for the limited tax obligation bonds. That was the payment that we made for the current year. So based on the surplus fund that we have there, it looks like we'll have enough payments to cover these next 2 years of payments. And so just wanted to bring that to your guys' attention with the going back to the balance sheet. 679,000 would cover those amounts plus 29,000. And so this 24,000 will, once received, will be a combination. A portion of that will be go to car administrative carve out to be able to cover administrative expenses. And then the remaining portion would go to towards the bond fund for those future debt service payments. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that can also be used to pay the agent fees with the trustee. So that, let me open it up to any questions you guys might have or would like to look at a little more in depth.
Do you know the time frame on when those funds would be released on that?
So we are working on the audit right now for the 2024 period. Once we get the 2024 audit completed, and we'll be able to submit that financial report, and then we'll have to do a financial certification. Michael will coordinate the financial certification, and I can't remember if the fraud risk assessment needed to be done also for that this one, but
If it does, I'll hurry and get take care of it.
yeah, let's see. I
Sounds
got
good.
this. But yeah. Just checking real quick. Nope, just the financial certification and the financial report. So once I guess District 2 needs the fraud risk assessment, but for District 1 it's just those two. And the certification, as Michael's been explaining to other districts, is it goes hand in hand with that financial report. So once we get the audit back from the auditors, then we'll send that over to you guys, and then you can certify that.
So with Hank being under the weather, I'll send it to you two for your signatures. So I talked with the state auditor about it, and as long as we just get two, they're comfortable with it. So
Okay. And I can have him sign. His daughter helps him with that at home. So we can do all three if it's better. That's not, it's possible. Yeah.
okay. All right, you guys have any other questions with the financial report? The quarterly report.
Nope. I think we
Okay.
got it.
Can I get a motion then to accept the financials as presented?
Sure. I move that we accept the financials as presented.
Thanks,
I'll
Kat.
second that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor say aye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Don't think so.
No,
Okay.
I looked all this over. Thanks for getting that over to me yesterday, Michael. So yeah, I mean, I read over everything and everything's pretty much the same as it was this last meeting, but we're getting there. We're inching forward.
Okay, I did get that filed, by the way, so we're good to go on the report.
I was just going to ask, Kent, has there been any changes since you and I talked last, with the town or anything?
No, I mean, I've had a couple more conversations with the mayor. I think we're inching forward a little bit on that development agreement, but nothing. I think the update I gave you a little while ago is still pretty current. Yeah.
So, do you guys have any idea on when the mayor might let that go to the city council for them to actually vote on
Well, I think we're down. Sorry, I think we're down to one issue in the water rights agreement. And
it?
so I had a conversation with the mayor yesterday, and I've got to kind of contact our buyer and see if we can get on the same page there. If we can get that one issue resolved, then I think that they told us 10 days notice to be able to get that hearing set up for the town. So we're hoping, within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we can get something in front of the town for
Yeah,
approval.
and I think, the town attorney's he's going to need to review that, so hopefully we can expedite that as well.
If the mayor lets him.
Yeah, that's the
You yeah.
question.
So I guess shooting for the September council meeting then, hopefully.
Yeah, and he said we didn't have to go on necessarily a scheduled date, that he would go ahead and hold a hearing for us. Just give that 10-day notice, and then he would go ahead and hold the hearing for us.
Oh,
So,
okay. Well,
yeah,
that's
he did that for another developer, Travis, and he held the planning commission and town council meeting and just back to back in the same day, and they just passed that real quick. So it was just a special meeting. It worked out.
Yeah.
So, is he going to have the development agreement go to the planning commission before it goes to the city council?
I believe so.
Okay.
Um, I don't know for sure what his plan is, but I believe it'll be like simultaneous, like David said. Yeah.
State law changed in the last couple of years, and you guys may know this, but the legislature provided that development agreements do have to go to the planning commission if they give someone rights they wouldn't otherwise have under their zoning. So
Which,
it's a little bit fuzzy as
yeah.
to when it needs to go and when it doesn't, but
We'll
yeah.
encourage him to do that. But yeah, he did talk about doing, like David said, kind of back to back. So I think that's what his plan is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm glad he's at least willing to be flexible on the meetings,
Yeah,
because
something.
one city council meeting a month makes it pretty tough,
Yeah, for sure.
timely. So okay. Well, I wanted to get an update to DA Davidson also, so just wanted to
Yeah.
clarify.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I
Kent's
have.
got a good relationship with him, so he's running with that. He's doing a great job.
Well, I'm not sure how much it matters. Yeah, he's tough.
He's an interesting dude.
Yeah.
I get along with him great too, but he's really he can be unpredictable. So
Yeah.
yes.
okay, well, if you guys don't have anything else, then take a motion to adjourn.
We'll make a motion that we adjourn our meeting.
I second that.
Dave, thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, good to see you.